CliffCentral.com. Let's get to Phil because I've got lots to talk to him about. So while you're getting him on the line, Sia, let me just quickly tell the story. How's it, Phil?
Morning. Morning. How's it, guys?
Good morning.
Nice and warm in Ermelo. You sent me an update. Everybody on the screen. Nice balmy 0 degrees in Ermelo. Shit. Lucky to be you, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to probably hit the minuses over the weekend. But, yeah, I mean, today we're still on a zero. Yeah, well,
they do say today is probably the coldest in like the northern parts of South Africa and the east where you are. They say today's the coldest day of winter so far. So get ready to be standing near heaters and trying to get some rays of the sun on you today at some point. All right, so last weekend I went to the Kruger National Park with the family. So we all went in different cars because people left at different times. And me and my sister and her boyfriend and our family friend whose mom was in another car and whose brother was in another car, we all went in a car that Phil organized for us. Now, I said to Phil, listen, I don't mind what you find for me. You decide because you've been to the Kruger Park a number of times. What's the best car to go in? And I didn't have any expectations there. I thought, you know what, this will be – whatever it is, it'll be nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I collected this car. Let me just show you. I'm going to actually put some pictures up here as well. I collected this V-Class Mercedes. Now, I've always thought that these are like soccer mom vans. I mean, that's a fair thing to call it, right, Phil?
Yeah.
You should call it a soccer mom's van, right?
Yeah, it falls under the category. It's one option.
This is one of the most incredible things I have ever been in, and I'm not exaggerating that, because when you travel on land, you realize that, especially if you're going to do a road trip, and this is a good 4 hours to Mpumalanga and to the Kruger Park gate. So I thought, it'll be fun. We'll take a little drive, and we'll be in reasonable comfort because there's space in this car. Well, space is only the first part of it. These things are so full of creature comforts. So I drove all the way there and all the way back. But I also sat in the back during the time we were in the park. And you could put your feet up, Sia. You can stretch yourself out. Now, we made a bit of a joke of this because we decided we were going to turn it into like a sitting room, effectively. So I'm going to show you some pictures of what we did in the back there. We put down a Persian carpet. Okay, this is not a joke.
What?
Put down a little Persian carpet. If I'd had time, I would have gone and bought one of those chandeliers that you can, with a suction, put onto the sunroof. This thing
is this thing?
Huge. You've got two sunroofs at the back. I'm going to show you a picture now. Just give me a second. I'm going to load these pictures. So we decided we were going to take the piss a little bit and really kit it out like it was some kind of sitting room. You've got... what else have I in the front? Let me just start with the front. So the driving experience is incredible because you're in the cockpit of any really good Mercedes, and you know what those are like. They have everything. It's all Bluetooth is connected. There's a screen there, temperature controlled. You've got seat warmers, but you also see I've got seat coolers. So you know how. And the only other car I've ever been in that had a seat cooler where it blows cold air through the little holes in the seat. Yes, that's how luxurious this is. The only time I've ever driven a car that had that before this was a Bentley. That's the level of luxury we're talking about here.
Ooh, this is fancy.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. So you get in the driver's seat, and obviously you can arrange everything around you. You've got your... you know, cup holders, and there's even a cup holder, by the way, that if you've got coffee, will keep it warm, and you press another button.
Oh, no, car, no.
Yeah, it'll keep the coffee warm, but if you press the button again, it will cool something else. So if you've got a bottle of water or something, it'll make it cold. Oh, yes, I'm not joking. This is unbelievable. I've never seen this in a car before, and maybe for many people who are listening to this now, that's been happening for a long time. For me, this was novel. I'd never seen any of this before. The front of the car, because it's such a big car, I mean, it's long. You've got so much space. The people at the back might not be able to hear you. So there's this thing that it does where it actually connects you can speak like I'm speaking to you now, and it's got a little microphone that then bounces the sound.
No, it does not.
Yes, so the people in the back can hear you. Oh, yes. Not a word of a lie.
I am going to look at these cars in such a different new way.
I thought it was just a van that a soccer mom would drive around. I had no idea that it was this cool. I'm blown away. And Phil, I mean, for you, obviously, this is not a surprise. You've been in these cars, sell these cars, you know them well. But let me just show you a couple of pictures quickly while we're getting ready. So this one was also red, and I was a little bit nervous because I heard that some of the animals don't necessarily like a red car. But let me show you this quickly.
Can you see that?
Hang on. I don't know why this picture is not.
No, not yet.
No, it's not loading. Hang on. Let me just see if I can find this. So here's my sister and our friend in the back with their laptops. Look at all that space. They've got a table in front of them. We put a little vase with flowers there. No, no, seriously. Look at my sister. My sister's got the internet running. So she was basically, look at all those windows. Now, if you're going to the Kruger Park, you want to be able to see out of the car, right?
Wow.
You've got basically unimpeded vision in every direction. You've got unbelievable light and visibility. And you've got air conditioning running the whole time, so it's perfectly climate controlled too. I mean, it's just
you're comfortable. I'm just taking a peek at the seats there.
Seats are great. So we put.
So you still have the luxury of a Mercedes Benz that you're used to.
So just to mess with people, we also put scatter cushions and a throw on the back seats. So it's just like over the top to make it extra fun. But I mean, can you tell how magnificent this thing is? How luxurious it is.
Gareth, on the, it's got on the power picture, too. Yeah. Your seat configuration, was it two seats in front and then two and then like three seats in the back?
Those two seats that they were in are at the back of it. And then the other two seats in the back are facing them. So that you're almost sitting in, as I said, like in a sitting room. And they've got a little table between them, which you could see they put the laptops and things on. But it's unreal. I mean, and you can actually turn those seats around so that it's more like auditorium seating.
The seat configuration worked when it was like, you know, like this, you know?
Yes. Yes, it did. Yeah. Okay. It was great. It was terrific. Right. You had two people looking because what we did is we took the kids when we were in the park. We decided to like be good uncles and aunts and things. And so we took the kids. And they loved it. I mean, they were absolutely in love with this car. They were climbing around in the back there. There's so much space. It's safe. They can sit down in the seats that are facing the opposite way and watch what's happening through the back window. It's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing vehicle. I was just blown away. So, Phil, tell me the specs of this thing, because obviously I'm not the car expert, and there are going to be people listening to this now who want to know exactly what it is.
Yes, well, sure. I mean, so you get like quite a few models. I mean, the entry level starts at the V200, which is your entry level. Some of you guys would also know the more familiar bus, which is called the Vito, which is more of a down spec one than the V class. I mean, it comes with cloth sheets and way little more creature comforts and so forth. Your entry level V200 already starts being in the luxury market of the bus, you know, and then it goes all the way up to your V300 exclusive or avant-garde, and I suppose that's the one that we organized for you, which is a double range. I can see from the pictures. I mean, it's got the wooden inserts on the side and so forth.
Yeah.
So the price then varies from about $1 million, your entry level, and it goes up to about, I think the one you were driving is around about 1.6, 1.7, around about there. Yeah.
Right. Okay, let me show you what it looks like on the outside, because that's what a lot of people are asking as well. So this one, and by the way, it was very easy to drive. I've never driven a bus or a combi or a van before, but I was a little bit nervous, but it was easy as hell to drive.
I was going to ask that.
That's what it looks like.
That's
from the
like outside. A cherry red.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, awesome. It's very nice. It's
yeah, what I wanted nice. To find out, Gareth, is does it feel clunky? Does it feel like you're driving a big car?
No, and the other thing about it that I liked is there's so much storage space. Like at the back, they've got a boot, which is obviously, you know, we had luggage because we were staying in the park for 3 nights, and we were taking food and stuff as well because it's self-catering. And there was so much room. There was space behind the seats, the driver's seats, and there was space in the boots as well. And there's a little shelf on the back. So if you are a soccer mom who's going to do the grocery
shopping, how big is this car?
It's huge. I mean, so let me just quickly show you this. Here's the back seat area again. Let me just give you an idea of what it looks like. This is when we put the throw and the scatter cushions and some champagne just to fuck with everybody, you know. I wanted it to. You can see the Persian carpets on the floor in the middle there. But honestly, it's just like, Phil, this is a spectacular thing. And if you'd said to me at any time before, even when you told me about this one now, you know, take this car, drive, I would, what a horrible thing to drive. It's one of my favorite cars that I've ever been in. And I've been in sports cars, in real luxury sedans. This thing is amazing. Awesome. And to have that much space, it's really just such a win for a road trip or a holiday.
Oh, wonderful. Now I'm happy you liked it. Yes, I'm sure. I mean, especially for Kruger Park. I mean, what we sometimes do, which is probably illegal, is we open the doors, because I mean, you probably see that you can't open the windows on the back.
Steer's getting nervous. Well, yeah, you don't want a hyena jumping in with you, do you?
No, you probably got some good consumption as well. I don't know if you paid attention to it.
Yeah, the fuel consumption, like any Mercedes, you've got different settings, and if you put it on economy, on eco, you know, there's the E setting, then it really uses, I mean, this one's diesel, and it used, we've made it into the park and doing all the driving around, game viewing stuff. I only filled up on the morning that we left, and we still had about a quarter of a tank, so I was being careful.
Sweet.
Got back to Joburg, and we had half a tank left, so it's phenomenally economical. It really is. It's very good.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, such a great car. So, who buys these?
It's a difficult question. I mean, we also thought it was going to be one specific part of the system, but now it's all over. You get them even from young families with little babies, and it goes all the way up to people who would like to transport executives and people from the airport back to the hotel.
Because I was thinking like VIP transfers and things. This thing's amazing, right?
Correct. Yeah,
The other thing is that because I'd never driven one before, and because I wasn't looking for them, I never saw them on the road. Now I'm seeing them everywhere. They're quite a lot around, and they are like the smartest taxis you can find, right? I mean, if you were driving a taxi, this would be the one to drive.
Oh yeah,
sure. Yeah.
See, I also
surprised to see some people are commenting on the sound. Is everything okay on your side?
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, fine. I think there was an echo. Yeah, it's gone now.
If you just sit further forward, yeah. If you sit the further you sit back, the less it works. But yeah, listen, Phil, just an amazing car, and I would say to anybody who's looking for, especially if you have more than two children, and it almost whatever happens in the back doesn't even matter if you're the driver. You just let them go wild because they're safe in there and there's enough space for them, and it's just incredible. I mean, like, whether you're in the business of transporting people around, whether it's kids, whether it's a car that you need to put people in for, you know, for trips or whatever, this is just the most awesome car. So I wanted to bring you on this week before I forgot all of this. But yeah, a really awesome experience. Thanks, Phil.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Gareth. Nice.
You want to say hi to George quickly because we're bringing George on?
Hey, Phil.
Morning, George. How are you?
I'm good. I've been listening. I love the old Vito, but this thing seems incredible. It's all it needs now is an electric engine.
Sold. Is the electric version coming?
Yes, you can go and check. It's called the EQV, mm-hmm. which is going to be the electric side of the V-Class. Yeah, so looking forward to that as well. I mean, I think it's probably going to be launched in Germany around about next year, and then probably take a while after that to get to South Africa, but it's coming. Yeah, looking forward to that one as well.
All right, Phil, we'll have a lucky weekend, and we'll talk to you again in the next weeks. Cool, man. Cheers.
Enjoy it. Cheers. Bye-bye.
George, I love this feature where you can say something in the driver's seat and the people at the back hear you, like it amplifies you.
Yeah, I mean, is that part of the sound system? Is it just the acoustics sound system?
Wow. And by the way, the sound system's amazing. I mean, on any good road trip, you need good music, right? So yeah. We were playing music half the way and talking a lot of the time, and it was just fantastic. And as you could see, my sister and my cousin, they're basically our cousins, they were busy in the back there doing work, and they could just get on it. And both of them said that usually in a car they would get car sick doing that, but this thing's so smooth, and they were so comfortable that they didn't even get car sick. So it's like taking your office on the road. CliffCentral.com.